Come to order. Members, please indicate their presence by voting. Madam Clerk?
25 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business. The Majority Leader.
Speaker, it is only collected representatives Dotto, Kastner, LeDoux, and Wolfsburg have
previously been excused from call of the House. And Mr. Speaker, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Meyer be excused from the call of the House today. And I would also move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Berkowitz be excused from call of the House today until 10 a.m. plain time Tuesday, January 17th.
Objection. All those members will be shown as excused. Leading the invocation today is the Reverend Paul Barron. Members, please rise for the invocation.
With deepest respect for the beliefs of every person here, I invite you to a special time of reflection and prayer. Last Saturday night, a helicopter went down in Iraq, killing all those aboard. The four crew members were from the Alaska Army National Guard, and the other eight from across our nation. Perhaps some of you knew them personally. Let us silently reflect upon these who have sacrificed their lives for their country. Some of the excerpts I will share are emails from a fellow Alaska helicopter pilot. Let us remember these bereaved families. God of all comfort and grace, you see a tiny sparrow fall to the ground. You behold a helicopter crash, snuffing out those who moments before were full of life. We pray for their families, numb with loss, heartbroken with grief, and bewildered about the future. The families of Jamie Campbell. Jamie was getting ready to go on R&R to Australia with her husband, who is also a striker captain in Mosul. The family of Chester Troxell. Chet was planning a trip later this month to Paris, where he was going to meet his son, a kind of send your son off into adulthood trip. His wife and kids were missing terribly. The family of Michael Edwards. Mike got out of the Army a couple of years ago and did a try 1 year in the Guard and then was stop loss to go to Iraq. Mike leaves three young kids and a fiance he is planning to marry this March while on R&R. And the family of Jacob Nelson. Jake got married in August and talked about his bride all the time. So young, and never to grow old and enjoy for the stability he worked for. Gracious God, wrap your arms of love and comfort around them, and by your grace, somehow work good out of all of this. As we are reminded about the fragileness and finiteness of life, teach us to number our days, that we might use them rightly and wisely. We pray for courage. Courage to be true to thee. Courage to be true to our best self. And courage to do the right. Help us to be leader servants of this state, both today and throughout the coming weeks of this legislative session. This I pray. In the name of the one who came not to be served, but to serve, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Representing Croft, you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance is the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
Van Grunberg? Without objection, that prayer will be spread across the journal.
I mean, we have a brief at each.
Brief at each. Madam Clerk, please certify the journal for the previous legislative day.
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the third and fourth legislative days and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 10.
Majority Leader.
Unanimous consent that the journal of the previous, the third and fourth, and the supplement as said by the Chief Clerk be certified by the Chair Clerk and approved by the legislature.
Without objection, all those journals that were mentioned will be approved as presented. Are there any guests for introduction this morning? Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I'd like to introduce my family. Also, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to attest to the fact that prayers and dreams do come true, because that's what happened when I met my wife, Adele, and my children, Matthew and Amanda. Members, please help me.
Other guests? Nobody's going to introduce these beautiful young ladies in the back here and the Brackers gallery? If not. Brief at ease. Back to order. Under guests for introduction, Representative Cotula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of the taller representative from Juneau and myself, we'd like you to help us welcome two lovely young women from Juneau who served the other day as guest pages, but they're here again in the taller representative's office, so I'm poaching, but it's my pleasure to introduce to you Jesse Post and Janelle Smith. So.
I think they live in your district, Representative. Here to look out. Are there any messages from the governor, ma'am, please?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. Speaker.
All right, are there messages from the other body?
A message dated January 11th stating the Senate accepts the House invitation to meet in joint session at 11 a.m. on February 8th to hear the State of the Judiciary addressed by Chief Justice Brenner. And a message dated January 11th stating the Senate has passed and returned House Concurrent Resolution 18. There are no further messages from the other body, Mr. Speaker.
That invitation had a time limit, 30 minutes, no longer than that. Are there any communications?
There are no communications today.
Are there any reports of standing committees?
There are no reports of standing committees.
Are there reports of special committees?
And there are no special committee reports.
Are there any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
Citation in memoriam Richard Huffman and Catherine Huffman by Representative Gruenberg and Senator Caldery. In memoriam, the Reverend Milton S. Hunt by Representatives Wyrock and Cotula and Senator Elton. There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Madam Clerk, do you have any bills to be introduced this morning?
House Bill 359 by Representatives Holm and Roseberg, entitled An Act Making an Appropriation to the Earnings Reserve Account of the Alaska Permanent Fund and Providing for an Effective Date.
Refer to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 360 by Representative Meyer, entitled An Act Relating to the Regulation of Public Accommodation Water Supply Systems.
Go to the Resources and Finance Committee.
House Bill 361 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Relating to the Dividend Paid to the State by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and Providing for an Effective Date, a letter and a zero fiscal note were attached.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 362 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Increasing the Base Student Allocation Used in the Formula for State Financing of Public Education and Providing for an Effective Date, a letter and two fiscal notes were attached.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 363 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Increasing the Number of Superior Court Judges Designated for the Third Judicial District to Provide Additional Superior Court Judges at Anchorage, Palmer, and Kenai, and Providing for an Effective Date, a letter and a fiscal note were attached.
Just hearing finance.
House Bill 364 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Relating to a Public School Performance Incentive Program and Providing for an Effective Date, a letter and a fiscal note were attached.
Special Committee on Education, S Committee, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 365, by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor entitled an act making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government for certain programs and to capitalize funds, making appropriations under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, and providing for an effective date. A letter was attached.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 366, by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor entitled an act making appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the State Integrated Comprehensive Mental Health Program and providing for an effective date. A letter and a letter from Office of Management and Budget and spreadsheet were attached.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 367, by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor entitled an act making appropriations for state aid, public schools, centralized correspondence study, and transportation of pupils, and providing for an effective date. A letter was attached.
Again to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 368, by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor entitled an act making appropriations, including capital appropriations and appropriations to capitalize funds, and providing for an effective date. A letter was attached.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 369, by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor entitled an act making special supplemental capital and other appropriations, amending appropriations and making appropriations to capitalize funds, and providing for an effective date. A letter was attached.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 370, by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor entitled an act making appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date. A letter was attached.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 371, by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor entitled an act relating to a community dividend program and providing for an effective date. A letter, a zero fiscal note, and a fiscal note were attached.
Any Regional Affairs and Finance?
House Bill 372, by Representative Coring, entitled an act delaying to June 30, 2010, the last date by which hydrocarbon exploration geophysical work must be performed on drilling of a stratigraphic test well or exploratory well must be completed in order for a person to qualify for an exploration incentive credit under the Oil and Gas Exploration Incentive Credit that is not authorized by the Alaska Land Act.
The Special Committee on Oil and Gas Resources and Finance.
There are no further bills for introduction.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, are there any items on today's agenda?
There are citations on today's calendar.
Majority Leader.
Unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. Brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from call of the House. Following times, Representative Seaton from noon Friday, January 13th until 2 p.m. plain time, Saturday, January 14th. Representative Olson from 1 p.m. Friday, January 13th until 2 p.m. plain time, Sunday, January 15th. Representative Thomas, Anderson, and McGuire from 1 p.m. Friday, January 13th until 9:30 p.m. Monday, January 16th. And Representative Holm and Croft from 1 p.m. Friday, January 13th until 10 a.m. plain time, Tuesday, January 17th.
No objection, those members will be shown as excused. Proper times. Are there any committee announcements? Are there any special orders? Representative Weirock.
Permission to speak on memoriam.
Memoriam, so without objection. Representative Weirock.
Mr. Speaker, last year Governor Jay Hammond passed away, and I didn't know him that well. He had come into my office, 10 or 12 times and talked with me in Fairbanks at the Conference of Alaskans four or five times, and I'd seen his speeches 12 or 13 times. And I went to school in California with his daughter, Heidi, and knew his wife when she dedicated to go around and dedicate the ferries, particularly when they opened the ferry terminal in Angoon when I was there. I imagine there's quite a few people in these chambers that know him a lot better than I did, and there's many other Alaskans that know him better than any of us. But one thing that we do as legislators is when people pass away, we provide memoriams to those people that have touched Alaskans or ourselves individually. and I would ask that the memoriam in today's packet, the sponsor of that, be shown as the entire House of Representatives, with your permission, Mr. Speaker, because I don't want to be the person who owns that. I think that he was a man that, unfortunately, whether he liked it or not, as he looked down upon it, belongs to all of us. So I hope that can be without objection.
Is there any objection from members to the, that all members be shown as sponsors on the memoriam citation for Governor Hammond? Seeing none, then so be it. All members of the House will be shown as the sponsors of the citation, memoriam citation for Governor Hammond. Thank you, Representative Wylie. Any other special orders? Representative Cotillo.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The subject's Tabby.
Tabby, without objection.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. She came in a little late, but that's all right, because I'd like to do it under a special order anyway. In the Perasovich Gallery is a young woman who's a great inspiration to me. 2 years ago, she sort of showed up out of nowhere, said she was interested in politics and wanted to help me. For the next 2 years, she proceeded to sort of take over my office, take over my campaign, got a bill passed last year, and managed to charm pretty much the entire Senate committee that was listening to her in the process. But I'm really proud of her, and since I don't have any children of myself, I've really kind of lived a little bit through her. And she's gone on, graduated high in her class last year, went on to UAA, where she's in school doing very well. Help me, if you wouldn't mind, help me welcome her back home for a few days to a great young Alaskan, Ms. Tabby Williams. Thank you.
Is that introduction a guest or a special order? Other special orders? Mr. Early Leader. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Any other special orders? Oh, Representative Salmon, under special order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The subject under is birthday.
Birthday, without objection.
Thank you. I'd like to say my grandfather is going to be 94 years old next year, and he's a. I just want to say happy birthday to him, and he's been a very special person in my life, and a lot of people's life in the up in the interior. And also another birthday is my niece Shelby Fisher Salmon. She's going to be 11 tomorrow also. So I'd like to say happy birthday to her, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to this wonderful town. Thank you.
Any other special orders? Majority Leader.
That, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjournment until 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 17th, 2006.
Without objection, House will be in adjournment until 11 a.m. Tuesday, the 17th of January.